good in during the public grammar school, and I wished I'd have gone through high school. Because if I had studied, I would have had a much better education, and I would have enjoyed many other things more than I do, like real history and geography and everything else. It also, by studying, you have a you concentrate better. See, study is a lot like people say, why do you study algebra? Why do you study? That's all to help you concentrate. I mean, now, I didn't. I hated everything in school. So that wasn't good. Now, I don't claim that, for instance, I don't commend going to college for a comedian. Sometimes this can hurt comedians. But he should have a good schooling in public school and high school. And I miss it. Whatever I learn, I've had to learn by myself. But I didn't care for school at all, you know.
No, Mr. Benny. You better try the exercises once more. All right, Professor LeBlanc. Hello, commence. One and two and three and four and... Do not make it too legato. Grip your bow and play staccato. Softly like a birdie chirping. You sound like a horse that's burping. That's enough, Monsieur Benny. Now, try intermezzo again.
Yes, sir.
No, Monsieur Benny. What? Please, a violin is a delicate instrument. It has a heart. It has a soul. You have already broken its heart. Have pity on its soul.
I see.
You see.
Please, Professor, control yourself. Would you like a glass of water?
Yes. Put a little cyanide in it.
Not till we finish the lesson.
All right. Take the exercises once more.
Yes, sir.
Play it softly, play it tender. Where can I go to surrender? Make the notes a smoother mixture. This is worse than your last picture. My forehead is getting woozy. Onesie, twosie, I hate using. All right, Mr. Benny, all right. Now try intermezzo once more.
Yes, sir.
Sacrebleu.
I'm sorry, Professor.
Monsieur Benny, the violin has only four strings. Your left hand has only five fingers. How can just the nine of you make so many mistakes?
I'll try it again.
Please, and this time, just follow these simple instructions. Relax, be calm, and slide the bow delicately over the strings.
Is that all?
That's all. Now commence. One, two. You see, it sounds better all day.
They're fixing the string. I'll try it again.
No. Let's call it a day. The lesson she is done.
Tut, Professor. Look at the clock. The lesson still has 14 seconds to go.
14 seconds?
That's right.
And then you will give me back my pants.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Commence. The bell, the alarm clock, the hour, she is up. The emergency
is finished.
I am liberated. Free! Free!
And on the Monday, love,
free!
Professor! Control yourself!
Stop kissing me! My goodness, these Frenchmen are so emotional.
Forgive me, Monsieur Benny. I forgot my city.
Well, Professor, the lesson is over. You may go now.
But, Monsieur, you've forgotten something. You haven't paid me.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, Professor, would you like some lunch?
No, I want the money this time.
I was on the stage 6 years before the First World War as a violinist. I first talked after the First World War, or during the First World War. I was in the Navy, and we had what we call, we did shows for the Navy Relief Society. And an author of one of the shows needed somebody for a few lines. And he happened to pick me just at random and say, "Hey, you, young fellow, come here. Let me hear you read this line." And I didn't know I could read lines, and I read them pretty good, I guess. He liked them. The next day, he embellished the part. And by the time we opened with the sailor show, I had the comedy part of the show. That's when I found out I could get laughs.
Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, immediately after this radio program, Jack Benny will do his regular monthly TV show. But first, let's go back to last Thursday. It's late morning at Jack's home in Beverly Hills.
Hello? The telephone company? You want to install a phone here this afternoon? Are you sure you have the right address? Yes, this is 366 North Camden Drive, but there must be some mistake. Oh, the phone is for Rochester Van Jones. Well, let me find out about it, and I'll call you back. Goodbye. I wonder why... Oh, Rochester! Rochester!
Did you want me, boss?
Yes, the telephone company just called. What's this about you ordering a phone in your name?
Well, I figured it would be more convenient if we had two phones in the house.
But that's silly. My phone should be enough. I talk on it very little. You can use it whenever you want to.
I know, but I thought it might be a good idea to have another phone in case of emergency.
But why? Suppose there is an emergency. You can use my phone.
Yeah, but suppose the house is burning down. I haven't got any change.
Gee, I never thought of that.
And besides, I'll be using the phone a lot from now on. It's the only way I'll be able to talk to my girlfriend, Susie.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, her father seems to have taken a dislike to me.
But I thought you always got along so well with her family. What happened?
The other night, Susie and I were sitting in the dark on the sofa watching television when her father came in and got awful mad.
Why should that make him mad?
They ain't got a television set.
Oh. Say, look what time it is. I'm going out the racetrack today, and Miss Livingston isn't here yet.
Boss, you got plenty of time. The first race doesn't go on till 1 o'clock.
I know, but I go to the races so seldom, I don't want to be late. Oh, that must be Miss Livingston. Coming! Coming!
Hello, Jack.
Mary, you're late.
Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I was leaving the house when I got a long-distance call from Mom and Papa.
Oh, a phone call from your mother and father, huh? What did the bad and the beautiful have to say?
Well, Mama said that Cousin Sylvia eloped last night.
Sylvia? Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it seems like only last summer I picked her up and bounced her on my knee.
It was last summer. She's a midget.
Oh, so she got married, huh?
Yeah, she married a man 62.
No kidding. Little Sylvia?
Oh, but Jack, a terrible thing happened. Right after the ceremony, as they turned to go back up the aisle, she took one step and broke her leg.
How?
She forgot she was standing on a box.
Oh, that's awful. That must have been a sad wedding.
Her mother was crying. Her father was crying. And I...
All right. I had to ask her how yet. Now, come on, Mary. Let's go to the races. I got a hot tip in the sixth race. A horse named Our Fancy.
Our Fancy?
Yeah, and I hope I win. I can sure use the money.
Why? You've never used any before.
Mary, stop that. Now, come on. Let's get going.
Wait a minute, Jack. Isn't Dennis going with us?
Well, certainly.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Pick him up?
No, he's here. Dennis! Dennis, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen.
Well, come on. Mary's here, and we're ready to go.
Okay. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Dennis.
Dennis, we're all ready to... Dennis, what's that you got on your head?
A sandwich.
A sandwich on your head?
Yeah, everybody in Washington is wearing them.
Dennis, that's Hamburg, not Hamburg. Now, take it off.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Here I am, all set to go to the races, and I haven't got any money. I better go down to my vault and get some. I'll be back in a few minutes. Hmm. The rain must be leaking in somewhere. The moat is so full. That's right, Ed. Glad to see you're looking so well.
Thank you. How are things on the outside world?
Oh, pretty exciting right now, Ed. We've inaugurated a president.
A new president?
Yeah.
Gosh. I can still remember the words of the last one. 4 score and 7 years forth upon this continent, a new...
No, Ed. We've had many presidents since then, you know. By the way, Ed, have I wished you a Merry Christmas?
Yes, and I want to thank you for the Christmas present. It was just what I wanted. A camera. You don't know how much I enjoy it.
But, Ed, it's so dark down here. I can't understand why you'd want a camera. You can't take pictures.
I know, but the click breaks the monotony.
Oh.
On New Year's Eve, I took a double exposure.
At midnight?
Who knows?
Well, excuse me, Ed. I've got to get some money. I'm going to open the safe.
Now, let's see. The combination is right to 45, left to 60, back to 15, then left to 110.
There. Well, I guess I'll take about $50. That'll be enough. Well, I gotta be going along now. So long, Ed.
Goodbye, Mr. Bennett.
Oh, I almost forgot. Ed, I brought you this Marilyn Monroe calendar. Here.
Thanks. Gee, the colors are nice, but what is it?
Well, I'll explain to you some other time, Ed. I'm in a hurry. Just hang it up.
Okay.
Goodbye, Ed.
Goodbye, Mr. Bennett.
Gee, I didn't have a hard time. Hunger fried down. Oh, well, I better hurry. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, Mr. Bennett, while you were down at the vault, the public department called. They want to know what kind of television show you're going to do this time.
Oh, darn, now I'll have to call them back.
Well, no, you don't, Mr. Bennett. I told them you were going to do a very classy show with a 60-piece symphony orchestra.
A symphony orchestra, Jack?
Yeah, oh, it'll be wonderful. You know, I even tried to get a world-famous pianist like Rubinstein.
Oh, he'd be great.
Yeah, he's almost as good as Liberace.
Now, come on, kid, let's go. Dennis, where's your hat?
I ain't.
I don't mean that.
All right, kids, I'll be ready in a minute.
Mr. Benny, don't you want to hear the song I'm going to in the program?
You listen to it, Mary, while I get the car out of the garage.
Interested in the hot drinks. I'm fancy, can't I? Mary, let's go get a hot dog.
But, Jack, we're in the clubhouse. Why not have lunch?
Well, oh, waiter! Waiter! We'd like to get something to eat. What would you suggest?
Another waiter. I can't stand.
I don't care whether you can or not. Now, what can we get in a hurry?
Well, we have roast pork, corned beef, leg of lamb, sirloin, and bacon and egg.
Bacon and egg. Sounds good. Are the eggs fresh?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, red.
Oh, I'll have that. How about you, Mary? Would you like bacon and eggs?
Ooh, what a...
Maybe. Just bring us our order, waiter, as quickly as you can.
Yes, and I'll see you at table number one. That's right over there.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, the last race was a photo finish, but you won't know the results until tomorrow.
See, that's strange.
The picture turned out so good that we decided to show it at your neighborhood theater.
Now, Mary, let's look over that list of entries for the next race. I want to see if the...
What? What?
Huh?
Come here with me.
Me?
Yeah.
What is it?
You gonna leave here?
Yeah.
What table?
Table one.
Uh-oh.
What?
Take number nine.
Look, I'm very happy with table one.
Take it over, Bart. Number one is a card table.
A card table?
Yeah. If it carries too much weight, its legs will fall.
Gee, I never thought of that. So you think I ought to take table number 9?
Certainly. Look at the breeding.
The breeding?
It's by Bird's Eye Maple out of Grand Rapids.
Gosh, I didn't think they even knew each other.
Get wise, Bob. Think it over.
Look, I'm not wait a minute. This is the first time I've run into you at a racetrack. Why don't you give me a tip on a horse?
Who knows about horses?
What?
Come on, sucker.
Mary, have you figured out yet what
You're making eggs already. I put them on table number 1.
Number 1? Do you think I'm a sucker? We'll eat a table number 9.
Table 9? The shiny mahogany one?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but you can't eat at that table.
Why not?
It was scrap.
Now, come here! I don't know why you had to be our waiter. You make me sick.
Well, you're not penicillin to me.
Come on, Mary. We'll eat at the counter.
Attention, please. We have a late change. Horse number 7, Little Lady, will not run in the next race. As she left the paddock, she broke a leg.
I wonder how that happened.
She forgot she was standing on a box.
How do you like that? Come on, Mary, we'll eat at the counter.
Who's next?
I am. I like a hamburger.
Jack, there's Don at the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, one hamburger. Coming up.
Oh, hold it, mister, hold it. I want to tell you how to make it.
Wait a minute, Mary, this I have to listen.
Now, before you put the hamburger on the grill, I want you to make the patty round and firm and fully packed.
I have a feeling that this is leading to something.
With relish?
Oh, yes, and be free and easy on the ketchup.
Onion?
Not if it makes hot spots that burn harsh and dry.
Say, that really is clever.
Lettuce?
Yes, but trim it. I don't want to have any loose ends.
If Harry Bonzel ever heard about this, he'd kill himself.
Now, let me see if I got it right. You want the hamburger round and firm and fully packed. Free and easy on the catsup and lettuce with no loose ends.
That's exactly what I want.
You see, Mary? That Don is a humdinger.
The horses for the 6th race are now in the paddock.
Jack, are you still going to bet on our fancy?
Well, of course. That horse will not only win the race today, he'll probably set a new track record.
How much are you going to bet?
I don't know. I wonder how much weight our fancy is carrying. I wonder who the jockey is.
Jack, if you buy a 15-cent program, you'd know.
Well, I don't have to buy a program. I'll go over to the information desk and find out. You wait here, Mary.
Okay.
Pardon me, mister, but how much weight is our fancy carrying?
I don't know.
Well, what's the name of the jockey?
I don't know.
Well, how long is the race going to be?
I don't know.
Well, for heaven's sake, if you don't know anything about the races, what are you doing behind that desk?
I had to get behind something. I lost my pants.
Well, of all the silly...
Jack!
What is it, Mary?
Did you get the information you wanted?
No, darn it. I came to the track to bet on our fancy, and that's what I'm going to do. And Dennis...
Yeah?
This is your first time at the races, so take a tip from me. Put your money on our fancy.
Our fancy? Let me see. That's number 8.
That's right.
Well, that's not for me. I already bet on number 12.
Number 12? What's the horse's name?
Who cares about his name? It's the number that's important. That's my system.
Dennis, you've got a system?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Dennis, according to your system, how come you bet on number 12?
Well, the horse is carrying 116 pounds. He's running in the 6th race. So I added 6 to 116, which gave me 122. This is 1953. 9 and 1 is 10, plus 5 is 15, and 3 are 18. I added 18 to 122, which makes 140. This is the 4th week of the month, so I divided 4 into 140, and that makes 35.
Uh-huh.
Then I subtracted my age, which is 26, and 26 from 35 leaves 9.
Uh-huh.
Then I added 3 and bet on number 12.
Wait a minute, Dennis. I followed you all the way down to 9. Why did you add 3?
Well, how else can you get to 12?
Yeah, how else? Now, come on, let's go over to the $5 window. Hey, Mary, look down there.
Where?
Down that aisle. Isn't that Mr. Paley?
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on, let's go over and talk to him.
Jack, he came to the track to enjoy himself. Now, leave him alone.
But, Mary, I'm a big star, and he's the head of the network. If he knew I was here and didn't stop to say hello, he'd be heartbroken. Come on. Mr. Paley.
Huh? Oh, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mr. Paley.
Say, Mr. Paley, what horse are you betting on in the... Mr. Paley, have you picked your horse yet for the next race?
Yes, Jack. I'm betting on Aviatrix.
Well, look, Mr. Paley, forget about Aviatrix. Put your money on our fancy. He'll win by 8 lengths.
Well, Jack, my mind is made up. I'm going to play Aviatrix.
But look, Mr. Paley, it's silly to come out here and just bet on any horse, especially after driving 6 hours to get to the track.
In my car, it's 40 minutes.
Well, look, Mr. Paley, I've been studying these horses all season, and I know what I'm talking about. Our fancy can't lose.
I'm sorry, Jack, but I'm going to bet on Aviatrix.
Well, okay, Mr. Paley, it's your dough, but don't say I didn't tell you.
The horses are nearing the starting gate.
Well, I'm going up the window to make my bet. $5 on the dough.
Say, Mary.
Yes, Mr. Paley?
I've been thinking if Jack is going to bet $5 on a horse, he must know something.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I'm going to change my bet. I'm going to put $100 on our fancy.
Well, Mr. Paley, would you do me a favor? Put $2 on our fancy for me.
Okay, ma'am.
And there they go.
Mr. Paley, come on, the race is starting.
Here I am, Mary.
Going into the first turn, it's Wild Glory in the front, Colorado was second, Silverado was third, Aviatrix is fourth, and our fancy.
Come on, our fancy.
I wonder what happened to Jack.
Coming around the far turn, it's still Wild Glory in front, Colorado was second, Silverado was third, our fancy is now fourth by half the length, and Sir Fly.
Come on, our fancy. I placed my bet, and here I am.
Riding down the home stretch, it's Silverado in front, Wild Glory is second, our fancy is third, and here come Contribution and Aviatrix. And now coming into the finish line, Silverado, Contribution, and the Wild Glory. And coming up fast on the outside is Aviatrix. It's Silverado and Aviatrix. It's Silverado and Aviatrix. Now Aviatrix is pounding hard. They cross the finish line, and it's Aviatrix. The winners are half a length.
Mr. Paley, we won.
What do you mean, we won?
I bet on your horse, Aviatrix.
You what?
Jack, do you mean to tell me that when you left here, you didn't bet on our fancy?
No, you talked me out of it. Mr. Paley, what are you so unhappy about?
Jack Benny, I bet on the horse you gave me.
You did? Mr. Paley, how could you be so silly?
Ooh.
Mary, you shouldn't have done that. He's wearing glasses.
Well, that serves him right. Mr. Paley, will you please drive me home?
Good night, folks.
From the Jack Benny Show with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis, and the Silver Gauntlet. Jack Benny comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio.